Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be back here again on a Friday, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And remember these words as you go through your day, that regardless of how things look and how things seem in your life, remember that God sits on the throne and he sees everything that you go through. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I'd like to welcome you to our show this afternoon.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I believe your word is true.
I believe
it so much.
do.
Come on, let's take it up.
Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, I believe. And somebody said, what do you believe? I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. And not only do I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, but I know without one shadow of a doubt that if we call upon him, he will answer prayer. And I tell you, I thank God that we know without one shadow of a doubt that God is a prayer answering God. And I believe that if I pray according to his word, he hears me, and I will receive all that he has for me. I do believe. You know, they used to say years ago, I believe it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. I ain't got no time to question nothing. If I know God said it, I take him at what he says. Matter of fact, let's go into that inspirational message since we're talking about that. The scripture tells us in the word of God, Numbers 23:19, that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? Let me tell you something. If God ever tell you something, His word, all you need to do is ask Him in faith. Put a demand on that which has already been owed to us. In other words, if I ask God in prayer for something, and it's the will of God, all I need to do is put a demand on something that's already been due. If He says, by His stripes I'm healed, that means I'm healed. I'm due to that. That is His promise to me, and I stand on His promise. I don't care what anybody say. They don't believe it. It doesn't matter if they believe it or not. It doesn't matter if people like you or not. It doesn't matter if people talk about you. And it doesn't matter about anything. All that matters is, do you believe? And the question is, believe what? Believe that when I pray, when you pray, that God will hear your prayers. In the scripture we often quote as 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Tells us something here, because we need to really see this. 1 John tells us in the scripture, he says, for this is the confidence that we have in Him. Now, I'm going to stop there first, because it says, this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask, let me go back again. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Who is the Him? God. I have confidence in my God. And because I have confidence in my God, I have assurance that He's going to do what I ask Him to do, because I'm asking Him according to His will. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, saying, this is the confidence that we have in Him. We have a confident attitude in Him. A confident attitude. When you have a confident attitude, that means you're not nervous. You're not nervous, or you're not afraid. You ain't wondering how it's going to happen. You already know the end result is you are more than a conqueror. The end result is that God is going to do what He says, because He can't lie. I often say this on the radio. Men will tell you something and take it back. But when God says something, He never takes back what He says. He says, my word will never turn back void, but it will accomplish everything it was sent out to do. Let me tell you something, dear folks. The message, the inspirational message is, yes, I believe. The question is, can you really believe when your back is against the wall and you don't see no way out, when everybody else seems to not even care about you, what you're going through, when it seems like everything has gone from bad to worse, can you still say that, yes, I believe God? In my troubles and situations, when I'm going through financial problems and going through sickness and disease and going through sufferings and going through ridicule and going through so many other things, the question would be to you, can you really say, yes, I believe God? When God tells you something in His word, and you know it's in the word of God, but it doesn't seem like it's coming to pass, it doesn't seem like it's as the word says, and you've been waiting for 3 months, You've been waiting for 6 months. You've been waiting for a year. You've been waiting for 2 years. And during those months and years, you get discouraged because you was wondering what in the world is going on. I know what the word says, but it doesn't seem like nothing is happening. And even when you feel like nothing is happening, you still have to say, yes, I believe God. What are you going to believe him for? I'm going to believe him for the impossible. This is the confidence that we have in him. We have a confident attitude in him. Okay, you get a confident attitude in him. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Let me pause right there. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So that verse is telling me that when I ask God for something, I get to ask according to his will. And if I ask according to his will, the scripture say he hears me, meaning he hears my prayers. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. God responds to his will. God responds to his will. And let me just back up and say, God always responds to his will. Now the question is, do you know the will of God for your life? Do you know the will of God concerning the word of God? Do you know the will of God concerning your circumstances and your problems? Because let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, sister. If God ever tell you something, I don't care what's going on. I don't care who don't like you. I don't care who's talking about you. I don't care how much financial problems you're going through. I don't care how much pain that you go through. If God ever tell you something, there won't be nothing to be able to stop what God is going to do. Can somebody holler out, I agree? I'm telling you right now that when you are asking him in prayer, you got to know his will. How do I find God's will? Look in the B-I-B-L-E, Biblical Instructions Before Leaving This Earth. Biblical Instructions Before Leaving This Earth. You got to know what the biblical instructions is telling you before you leave this earth. There are many people that have died, and they died with many dreams, and is still in the grave with them. I want to encourage you, don't die before your time, and don't die not fulfilling your dreams and your purpose in life. But you got to be the one to say, yes, I believe. Scripture says, I know the plans, Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the plans I have for you. God got plans for you, but you got to believe that he has them for you. That's why he tells us, if God has plans for me, his plans is to prosper me. Whatever God's purpose, whatever God's desire for your life, if you find out what his will is, hey, glory, if you just find out what his will is for your life, and when you find out what the will is, then you stand on what he tells you his will is. And I want to encourage you, as the scripture says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't you get weary. Don't you get tired. Don't you get ready to throw up your hands, because the best is yet to come. And not only is the best yet to come, but when you know God's will and when he revealed his will, then you know you got his purpose and his plan for your life. And when you get his purpose and his plan for your life, it doesn't matter what you go through life, you will fulfill all that God says you will fulfill. This is an encouraging word for somebody. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And I like this part. And if we know he hear of us, we know that we have the petition that we desire him. See, when you pray in God's will, and when you begin to know his will, then you get a confident attitude in saying, I know. And I ain't get no time. I ain't get time to be guessing. Well, I think. No. I ain't thinking nothing. I know. Well, you know, I believe I do. No. I know that 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 I know. This is the confidence that I have in him. If I ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And if I know, he hear of me. You got to know God hear you. Come on here. You got to know without one shadow of a doubt that when you pray, God is listening to you. And guess what? He ain't just there listening, but he want to talk back to you. Oh, yes, he does. He ain't a God just hear prayers. He's a God that speak back to you. Hey, glory. But you get to know his will. This is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And if we know that he hear of us, we know that we get the petition. I mean, we already know it's a done deal. Hey, glory. It is a done deal. Whatever I ask him for, I know that I have it already before I say amen. You got to know. And you got to have, yes, I believe. What do you believe? I believe that my prayer has been answered before the manifestation comes. And because I know that he heard my prayer, I know that I got the petition. Whatever I asked him, I know he going to give it to me. I ain't got to be worrying half of the night, stressed out. I ain't got to be worrying about what other people are doing. I am here, and I'm. When you have that kind of attitude, confident attitude, you know, and you know that you know that you know. You ain't wishing. You knowing. God is going to come through for you. Now listen to this scripture. Psalms 119 tells us, thy word has been settled in the heavens. You know what that means? It's a done deal. Whatever you asking God for, it's a done deal. All you got to do is believe and trust him. And don't ever doubt him. Because when you trust him, he always come through for you. He's a God that want people to believe him, to trust him without any proof that he's going to do it. You know he's going to do it because you have a confident attitude in what he says. And because you have a confident attitude in what he says, that means that right then, all the things I might be going through, I know that he's going to bring me out. He's going to bring me out because I know that I get the petition that I desire of him. This is just an encouraging word for you. And it ain't just an encouraging word, but to give you that extra lift on a Friday.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper. Now,
yeah. Just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Come on.
Down, down, down.
what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No estimate, bro, and me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper. Now,
Ron, this is crazy.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No estimate, bro, and me. You know it won't prosper. Now, storm's raging.
I'm doing good.
You see the world changing.
I'm doing good.
Praise the Lord.
He's worthy of our praise.
great God. Don't forget now, you're listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And let me just say, it is a blessing to be right back here on Blob Talk Radio, coming from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. Now, let me remind you, you can hear us every day. That's Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Also, the prayer line is open to pray for you. If you desire prayer, we're always here to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. The Bible says if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. If you have a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts, and we care about you. So if you desire prayer, you can give us a call at 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Also, if you have a testimony, we want to hear that testimony. The Bible says you're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. That telephone number is 516-666-9901.
Come on, Lord. Don't see about.
John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
To you, oh, I minister to my faith. How many people are encouraged tonight? That's right.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Well, encourage yourself that when you're going through, you'd be like David. The Bible says David learned how to encourage himself in the Lord. And I pray that whatever you're going through, whatever you may go through in life, remember to encourage yourself, because there comes a time where you might not have nobody that's going to say, I hope you feel better. Well, don't believe nothing they tell you. Or it's going to be okay. You might not never get all that. You have to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. And I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to the Spoken Word Radio Station. You're right here on Blob Talk Radio, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to always come on and to be able to give an inspirational message. And I pray that the inspiration message that we give here over Blob Talk Radio from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station, right on this show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, I pray that it would inspire you, encourage you, uplift you. And I pray that the Spirit of the Living God will come to your situations, whatever you're going through, whatever you need from God. I pray right now in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, that God would minister to that area of need, because he is the one that is able to fix any need, any problem, any situation, or anything we need from God. He's able. And God, I just thank you for each person who's listening. And by faith, I decree and I declare that what they're asking you for is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came into my life, he set my soul free. And gentlemen, Mr. Joe Lagarde.
Since Jesus came into my life, he gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came into my life, I place him second to none. Save my soul, and it made me whole. I know he did. Gave me the victory.
He gave it to me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Since he came in,
since he came in,
since he came in,
yes,
into
he
my
did.
Life.
Thank you.
Yes, oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. And there is power in his name. Well, again, we thank God for the opportunity to be right back here on this radio show. And I hope we join the music and, of course, the inspirational message. Don't forget now, I will be giving out food to the community in Orangeburg, South Carolina. If you know anybody in Orangeburg, in Orangeburg County, tell them to meet me at the fairground in Orangeburg, South Carolina, October the 22nd. I will be giving food out, 1,300 boxes of food to the community. You have to call so you can get your voucher. The telephone number for your voucher is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. And this is our food giveaway right there in Orangeburg, South Carolina, at the Orangeburg County Fair Grounds. And, of course, you have to call the number so you can get you a free voucher. And that telephone number again is 803-766-0335. Don't forget also now prayer. If you need prayer, and I know we all can use prayer, but remember our prayer line is just a call away. Just pick up the phone and give us a call when you need prayer. The telephone number is 803-766-0335, 803-766-0335. Make sure you call if you desire prayer. Also, we want to thank God for those that have been listening to us overseas. It's a blessing to be able to see so many people that have been listening to us overseas. And we appreciate every one of you. And those in the United States, we sure enough can't forget anybody that ever came to our radio show listening on the internet, and we appreciate it. Some on their mobile phones, and we appreciate all of you. And we hope and pray that when you come on, that you feel the very presence of God, that God would minister to you. Because, you know, I believe that the word of God has a powerful effect. And when you anoint it, even when the music is being played, you can feel the very presence of God. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I pray today that you have a blessed weekend. I pray that the blessings of God will go with you, and that the angels of the Lord will encamp around you and make sure you wear your mask. And as you wear your mask, remember these words. Bible says, I will go before you, and I'll make every crooked path straight and cut the bars asunder. God goes before us, and he deals with anything that tries to come up against us. And thank God he does. I want to play these. I got a few more minutes before I leave here. Let's play some more good gospel music right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
Tim, you all know this.
There is no way
that I can live.
There
Song. Yes, it is. I don't know how anybody want to live without God. There is no way, the song said, that I can live without him. Well, my time is up here on Blob Talk Radio. Again, I want to thank God for you that have been listening to us. I pray that your weekend will be a blessed weekend. And I pray that the angels of the Lord, according to Psalms 91 and 11, matter of fact, Psalms 91, 10 and 11, that says, no evil will befall you or your family, neither shall any plague come nigh dwelling. And the 11th verse says, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. For the angels of the Lord encamps around those that reverence him, those that reverence God. Isaiah 54:17, that says, no weapon that is formed against you is not going to prosper. I decree and I declare that over your life, and I pray for you and your family, and I pray that you have a great week. Try to get some rest, and not just get some rest, but enjoy yourself. According to John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said these words, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday, if the Lord's willing. I'll see you at 12 noon, ready to give God what's due to him, which every day, the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he deserves the glory, he deserves the honor, and he deserves the praise. All we got to do is remember these words when we're going through. Well, I'm going to leave y'all with this last song that most people like, and one of my dear friends, he loves this, Melvin, he loves this song. So I'm going to play this song, and it's called Well Done. If you have any loved ones that went home, those that have left, you might be feeling down. Just remember what God says to those that loved him and served him. Until Monday, may God bless you. Have a great day and weekend. God bless.
make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
Father,
I want to be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh, Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah.
And when this life is over, I
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.